Hello there.
Hello? Can you hear me?
How are you doing?
I'm live.
We're live at the NAMM show.
Do you hear?
Is there a lot of noise in the background?
Yes, I can hear all the funky music there.
Oh, there's Cornell. Wait, Cornell's on. Hello. We're live, and there's a whole concert behind us here.
What's up, guys?
Hey, bro.
How you doing? Hey, sis, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the Andy and Amanda show.
This is a funky situation right now, all this
yes.
Gorgeous background ambiance.
We're working on some tech issues here.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, oh. Great. Are we on now?
Yeah.
We're on.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, jamming in the background.
I know.
You're jamming, man.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Little did we know that the studio space here is going to be next to a concert stage.
Wow. That's Amanda. That's what Amanda always says. Wow.
I know, right? Wow. This is my go-to.
Good to hear from you guys.
Oh, absolutely. How is the show there? How is the whole experience at the NAMM show? Oh, I've lost
it. Andy.
Yes, we have. There he is.
I'm here.
How's the show?
How is it?
Yes, I'm gonna try a headset here. Hold on 1 minute. Give me a second. I'm gonna try to make a change here. Hold on.
All right, that's fine. Can you carry on? Nope, you got this.
So it's been up this day that. Yes.
Fine.
You know what? This is a real live show.
Okay.
This is what happened.
Better on my phone.
Yes, definitely.
So awesome.
Anyway, here we are live at NAMM 2022. This is an amazing exhibit with there's 4, 5, 6 convention centers and halls with over 300 exhibitors having everything to do you can possibly think of in the music business. Just unbelievable.
Wow.
Every manufacturer who makes anything having to do with pro audio or instruments from brass to guitar to keyboards to drums, percussion, you name it, MIDI, DJ, audio systems, loudspeaker systems, computers, software, hardware, the latest, greatest of everything. Everything is here. It's just unbelievable. It's amazing.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
And it's we're scaled down somewhat. We are scaled down. It's normally a 4-day show. They scaled it down to 3 days. And what happened is I think COVID, which is delayed for 2 years, still scared some of the manufacturers away. You know, I think that's probably what happened, or maybe the fact that they prepared it down a little bit. I really don't know. But some major manufacturers are not here this year, such as Gibson Guitars, Guild Guitars, my own guitar, Collins Guitars. They're not here. Presonus, which makes the interface and audio equipment that we use in our studios in LA.
Yes.
For the
yeah.
show, they're not here. But anyway, but there's still 300 and some odd exhibitors who are, and it's just incredible. I did arrange for some call-in interviews, but I think based on the fact that it's just so noisy here, and I'm talking to you via my phone, it's going to make it a little more difficult to get somebody on board. But I might try it anyway. I might just try to get somebody on here. I'm going to try this. So give me a second. I'm going to do a direct call and see if it works. Give me a sec.
Alrighty then. We'll talk about stuff else while that's happening.
Right.
We're going to talk to a guitar builder from Germany.
Yes, let's talk to
him. Oh, really? That is awesome.
Let's see if this works. Okay, give me a second. Here we go. We're dialing him now. Get one ringy dingy. And here we go. 2 ringy dingies.
Hello?
gray ringy dingies trying to reach Germany here.
Whoa.
Four ringy dingies.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
All right, so much for the for our attempt to goodbye. We tried. All right, they may have forgotten. Anyway, there's a specialty area here, a big pavilion called Guitar Emporium, where you're having a lot of custom guitar builders. You know, individuals, a couple of brothers, who make guitars, and they make maybe 6 or 7 or 8 guitars a year, just exquisite woods, exquisite workmanship, an amazing sound. The price of these guitars range from $7,000 to $20,000.
Wow.
And here's the deal about these guitars. They're great, but here's the other part of it. Collings Guitars, Santa Cruz Guitars, which are very high-end builders here in the U.S., I'm a Collings person myself. They make very, very high-end guitars, probably 700 guitars a year, but their ranges are between $3,000 and $9,000 or $10,000, and they're probably every bit or as good, or if not even better. So, you know, you get a guitar builder who makes 6 guitars a year, and that's their income, so they've got to charge $15,000 a guitar. Now, who they sell to, I have no idea. But it's just
Andy. Is anybody right there next to you? Ask them, do they want to go live?
I've got Justine here. Justine is here.
Hey.
Hello.
Keep going up. Yeah, keep going up.
Hey, Justine.
Hello.
You here? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Andy, you sound like you're enjoying life.
Too faint coming into the yeah, all right. Too much background noise on the mics that they provided us here at the show. Am I coming through okay?
Yes.
Cool.
Amazing.
So how are you guys doing? How's everybody doing?
I'm doing great. What happened to Amanda?
Amanda, you still here?
I think she's on her way down where you at, because you sound like you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, Amanda just cut off for whatever reason. Amanda dropped.
Yeah.
She'll join us again. She'll join again.
Yeah. But Andy,
she'll join us again. So now we're back to Cornell and Andy. Here we go, waiting for Amanda.
Oh, we'll definitely wait for Amanda, but I want to know, how's the crowd out there?
Crowd is amazing. You know, thousands of people here.
Yes.
I mean, thousands of people, all walks of life, from professional musicians, a lot of great artists, and people in the music biz and fans alike, I would think. You know, just, what do you think? Good point. Yeah, buyer. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyone interested in music in the industry? Amazing musicians playing at almost every exhibit. There are incredible musicians demonstrating products and instruments and how things work. And the musicians they bring in are so talented. It's really just. It's amazing just to be here around all the energy. It's fantastic.
It's like a showcase.
Yeah, a lot of the music manufacturers have artists that come in to demo their equipment, and they're fabulous. I mean, they're just amazing. Amazing.
That sounds great.
And then there's a great big, picture this, there's a great big hotel on one side, another big hotel, you have the Hilton and Marriott on the other side, a huge plaza between the two hotels. And down at the one end of the plaza is a gigantic concert stage. Yamaha sponsors it. And they have, and we don't know who the major acts are going to be yet. They don't announce it. But it's typically, last time I did this, on one stage with Power, Lagos and Messina,
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Thank you. There we go. Yeah. And that's the caliber of acts they have here on that concert stage. And after the concert's over, in the hotels themselves, in the lobby, they have bands that go to, I think, 1 o'clock in the morning. That are from all over the country, tribute bands. For example, I think tomorrow night there's a all-girl Aerosmith tribute band. There was a Queen tribute band last night. There must be 10 or 15 bands that rotate all night long in the hotel lobbies. And they have, you know, the bars, lobby bars and so forth. So it's just one great big party. It's just incredible.
It's a big party.
Oh, yeah. And yesterday we saw the Queen tribute band, and they all had the outfits and costumes just like Queen. It was really crazy.
Really?
That's incredible.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and next year they're going to, they already told me that the booking Amanda is going to be doing this big production workshop on producing music in the NAMM Ideas Center. And it's going to feature Amanda is going to give a big seminar on how you produce music.
The talk of the show, apparently.
Stop,
you know,
stop
everyone
here.
They're talking about it now. It's the buzz of the show. What's going to happen next year? It's amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you guys a question? What are you drinking? What are you drinking? What's the drink?
Right now we've got, let's see, Bodhi Leaf Coffee.
Ooh, that sounds good.
We're drinking coffee. We are going to go out. We are going to go out and get a beer afterward, I think. Yeah, we are. Justin, give me a nod. We have beer gardens all over the place, right? Beer trucks and beer gardens.
Local breweries bring in their everything. So it's a very fun vibe around here. You know?
Wow.
Wouldn't be a good show without this beer, right?
Oh, I'm loving hearing about all of this.
Fantastic. I'm definitely be there next year.
Absolutely.
You know, that sounds great.
What would be your favorite exhibit so far here at the show?
I think my favorite exhibit so far is, well, I have two. I'm going to back up a little bit. We have the studio, you know, where we do our radio show in L.A., right? And in the studio, we're building it out, and I need to get a drum set. But I can't get a real drum set, like a whole big, you know, I'm not going to do that. And then I was looking at the drum pad kind of kits. You've seen them. They have pads, mesh pads that you hit to the drums. And at the show, so Steve and I noticed that there's a new technology that uses a drum set that looks like a real drum set. It looks like a whole, like, real drum set. But they're actually not. They're actually the pads. They're
electronic drum kit, but it's just like a real drum kit. And it has a hi-hat with two parts. Like, really, close to real drums without making real drums. They sound fantastic. That's probably the highlight for me as well. It's a whole new technology.
Oh,
yeah, that's been incredible. And also, I got to say this, that Justine, we went to media day. The Andy DeMander show was invited to the as press to the media day yesterday. And we were invited to a big press reception held by Martin Guitars. And Justine here lit it up with some, you know, ideas and business and manufacturing. And she just was holding court yesterday in the Martin Guitar Pavilion. It was incredible.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. Amazing. But Martin Guitars was pretty great. Don't you think, Christine?
Yeah, and Martin Guitars had a great new sustainability initiative where they have a ukulele bag made out of completely recycled ocean plastic. They're looking at really driving their responsibility forward as a guitar. And I think a lot of exhibits here demonstrate their eco-friendly side. So I think that's definitely been a new theme here in the past. But, you know, looking at how to be socially responsible and creating all the new products, minimizing the materials required for all of them. So it's really
fantastic.
And a great demonstration yesterday of even the socially responsible guitars they make in terms of, like, sustainability. So that's been very cool. But Martin Cars is, in general, hopefully, great presentation yesterday. Spent some time with Taylor Guitars today as well, which is, you know, one of our favorites. And they had wall guitars all around, every single they make. Keep sitting down, hanging them together. A very creative environment. Great,
fantastic. I always get excited hearing about how companies are moving forward in an eco-friendly way, especially when you think about the types of musical equipment and all that kind of stuff that is produced so much of every year, that they're doing things like that and keeping it eco-friendly. And it's a great responsibility, and I think it's going to help other companies do the same thing. It only takes one or two to push forward with that, and then everybody starts to follow because they want to keep up and be seen to do the right thing and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's great to hear about that, definitely. And I know that's a big concern for a lot of people as well. Yeah.
I mean, right, all it takes are two big name brands to start a new, you know, a trend or a new way of making and producing their products, and the other brands that's innovative in that field.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't really realize, how big the whole industry is. All the little manufacturers of different parts and pickups and microphone people, anything and everything. They're very big companies, even smaller companies that have such a niche for they make that you realize how much goes into a performer and the lights and you know, watching music in general. There's so many aspects that brands
absolutely
never heard of,
yeah,
that really make the move happen.
That's
wow
fantastic.
Justine, I got a question. From 1 to 10, what do you see at the showcase?
What was that?
I said, from 1 to 10, what do you give this showcase? What do you think from 1 to 10?
From 1 to 10, I this probably a good 8. I'd say a good 8. The only reason for full 10 is, of course, there aren't all of the manufacturers that we typically will see at the show. But 8 in terms of the leg dynamic, which is great. You know, keep connecting, looking to make networking connections left and right. It's really powerful in terms of the music community comes together. I'd say a solid 8 if I had rated it, definitely.
Oh, wow. Yep. Fantastic. I think that's the whole atmosphere of that kind of thing. You know, it gives you the buzz, doesn't it, to walk into a venue when it's all about the music, and then when you've got people performing, and like you said, you've got all the like the newest technology, their music, and it's just, it feels like your world when you get there. I mean, not personally from my dad, but I know with your dad, Andy, being the
yeah
musician that he is. What about you, Justin? Do you, do
it's
music
amazing
yourself?
I play some music. Yeah, I on piano, a little bit of drums as well. More than
wow
a little bit, but
you with the drum
I got to find some of the new electronic kits that you're talking about and play around about tons of them.
Yeah.
But guitar is the main instrument.
Fantastic.
And we play guitar. They were at the big civic centers just by it. I mean, incredible.
Really? Yeah, you guys, you're picking up quite a bit, my lovelies.
Say again?
Connection. You had just seen it was picking up quite a bit, sweetie.
See if we can fix that.
Let me try this. Is this better?
Yeah.
Just better? Okay, all right.
Yeah,
so the Taylor Guitar Hall is significant. It's large, with hundreds of guitars there. And, of course, I've got a partnership with Taylor. And they're great guitars, and Justine plays Taylor guitars. She got a couple of them, actually. And that hall was incredible. Speaking of
guitars,
I want to
do
a little plug for since a person couldn't join us on the show, who's a guitar builder from Germany. I want to give his name of his company and his website so you can look it up on the internet yourself and see some really very fine quality instruments that he builds. It's called Spohn, S-P-O-H-N, guitars.com. S-P-O-H-N, guitars.com. German company, a guy who builds his own instruments, phenomenal.
Wow.
Hey, Andy, you say you could try to get him again. Maybe you didn't hear the phone ring.
I could try it again. If you guys hang in there, let me try again.
He is on the show floor right now, so he might be a little bit busy showing off his amazing collection there. But we'll give it another try.
Right,
let's try it again. We got him plugged in already, so let's just try it again. Here we go.
All right.
Only on the Andy Bandit show.
Only on the Andy Bandit show. He's got a U.S. phone. You got to tell him a U.S. SIM card.
Okay.
So he is here with a U.S. number, but it's not working. It's
I'm
not
sorry,
going. So he's probably
but
busy.
The person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Well, I hope he's entertaining some prospects. You know, I hope he's going to knock him dead here. He's got great guitars. Also, who's here is Yamaha, Casio, Roland, Ludwig. Oh, you know who's got a great big display is Hal Leonard. They are music publishers. They've got all the music lesson books and so forth. They must take off the center of a campy huge room here. They're incredible. Huge.
And also,
there's guitar accessory companies. There's a bunch of companies that sell guitars and make guitar strings. I mean, we're right now in the media room where people right now around us are doing television shows. I think we're the only live radio show. We're the only live radio show from them. Which is kind of cool. We're the Andy Bandit Show is the only live show from NAMM, broadcasting live from here. We're the only ones doing it. I think that's pretty cool. We might be a little technically deprived a little bit. We'll find out when we play back. but we're here, and we're broadcasting live. And who's sponsoring this, the Andy Bandit Show, is AKG and JBL. So kudos to AKG and JBL for giving us the media space to do the Andy and Amanda Show live from NAMM 2022. And it's wonderful to be here. It's great to be doing it over here. And I just can't tell you enough how incredible this is. And it's great to be back.
Yes. Oh, it is, right? It is. It's been a week.
Where you at right now, this is a great thing to do that.
Something I noticed that's very cool here is the DJ equipment. Professional DJing is taking off. People performing everywhere.
Yes.
And the equipment and the sets of equipment they have are absolutely incredible.
I love it.
Record mixes, I don't know the technical target for DJ at all, but a whole new genre, really, of instruments, but really on panel boards, on DJ boards, and it's incredible. You get to see different songs, making sounds you've never heard before. It's so much talent in something that, typical, stereotypical musicians, I guess, wouldn't even know where to begin in DJing.
Yeah.
A whole new area of music that's picking up probably a good portion of the exhibit here.
Wow.
That's something I've loved watching people push buttons and make beautiful sounds. Something that's so unique and different from acoustic style that I'm used to playing. That's been very cool.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what I actually sit and think about how far music technology has come now, because back in the day, we'd be straight in the studio with no computers, all done with the, the plug-in stuff. And then you have the, coming into the 80s, really, where computer-generated music really found a place of its own. And then they started bringing more and more equipment to complement that. And now the way that's moving forward and what you can actually do with that equipment is absolutely phenomenal. And yes, you can get the same quality of sound. Everything's changing so dramatically. But it's still moving forward in an exciting way as to what you can do. And so many more people have opportunities to create what they hear in their head and their hearts, because the equipment is now saying you don't have to be this trained musician to express what you're feeling and thinking. And you can do it this way by using equipment. Just learn how to press this button and do this and keep in time and program this on your computer, and boom, you've got a track before you know it. And
Yes.
It's absolutely incredible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I mean, you don't need to know how to necessarily play an instrument. If you know what sounds good, push some buttons and make it happen.
Yeah.
Electronically, but there's something special about adding an element of authentic, you know, instrument into it.
Yes.
And I think that even broadens it even further. It's an amazing new genre, I guess, with all the technology coming out. And here we get to see all of this brand new tech that's going to be dominating the music industry in the next couple of years. So,
yeah.
And it simply is making music accessible.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And here I am playing Kumbaya.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
got a question, guys. Is turntable mix master mic there?
What's that?
Is turntable mix max master mic there?
Turntable mix master mic. I don't think so.
That's a shame.
He's the only DJ that DJs at the age of 88. He's 88 years old and he's a DJ.
Oh, wow.
Words.
For when you receive Steve Wonder comes in every year, we're waiting for his entourage to show up. Usually Saturday or Sunday, Stevie Wonder shows up with his entire entourage wandering the hall.
Oh, really?
And I'm sure he'll be here for the weekend if he's not touring. Stevie Wonder will be here, I'm sure.
Oh, the wonder that is Stevie.
He comes in, 15 or 20 people around him, and just walk through the hallways. And I don't know what he does here, but he doesn't play. He just walks the hallways. I don't really know. But
that's
what
I'm
doing. That
I mean, he's got a time
he's,
off.
He's been
me.
Doing that for years. I got to tell you, a few years ago, I was at the Gibson's not here this year. Gibson normally has this great big concert stage in their hall with amazing acts. I mean, Nirvana. I mean, just amazing acts.
John Mayer's played with them before.
Yeah, John Mayer has been here.
Oh, wow.
At the Gibson Hall. And also, a few years ago, and I'm leaning on the stage watching the lead guitar player for Nirvana or something, whatever he's doing up there playing guitar, and jamming those people. And I'm leaning on the stage, I looked up next to me, and who was Peter?
Sorry, it was breaking up quite a bit then.
I'm sorry, I was in the Gibson a couple of years ago, and leaning on the stage and over to the person, he was Peter Frampton.
Actually, Andy, you sound like DJ Mix Master Mike.
Let me get it to you one time.
So Justine's going to do a lot better than I am.
It's both hit and miss. We're getting the gist of the combinations.
Yeah, we might try this again and dial in from our phones from the outside.
Well, actually, you're speaking perfectly clear right where you are. I don't know where you're standing right now or sitting.
Yeah.
Got it.
He had one leg up and one leg down.
There you go.
Oh, no, what you need is one of those tinfoil hats. You put one of those on while you're on the connection.
All you need now is an antenna on top of your head.
Right, yeah. No, but
actually,
they
I
have
that increases Wi-Fi.
I am so happy that you guys are there, man. It's
all
like, it's just like I'm here.
All broadcasters and...
I think what we might do is do a half hour show today.
Okay.
Well, maybe we'll go longer. We can. There's so much going on. There's some people coming in. It would be great if we grab some interviews.
Yeah, go ahead, Andy. Grab some interviews. Live on the Andy and
Yeah, I can just go walk around the show here and hand people a microphone.
Yeah.
Say hey.
Yeah.
What we do have, though, is Justine has a video set up. And
awesome.
We've been doing some video work, and we'll go ahead and put that on our YouTube site when we get done with the show back in our studios. We'll see what kind of videos and how they came out. And maybe we'll try to get some video interviews, not just for the radio show, but for YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes. That'll be fantastic.
I just want y'all to interview Mix Master Mike. That's all I want, and I'm good.
Oh, Stevie Wonder. That's
cool.
Fantastic, too.
We on the look for Mick Master Mike for the rest of the afternoon. That'll be our mission.
So I think we should interview Amanda. She's, since she's been doing a special presentation here next year. Amanda, what type of,
yeah.
of composing equipment? Amanda, what type of composing equipment do you use? What's your preferred? What do you like?
Well, I haven't learned the guitar very much. You know, I know a few chords, that's about it. But I'm mainly a keyboard girl, and I was using various keyboards from Roland, Casio, oddly enough. And I've been using one recently called M Audio. They've been doing some great equipment over the years. So I use that with my computer setup and my monitor speakers and all the sound equipment that you need to produce tracks and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's where my education started with on the computer, really, because I was the type of person who always had music in my heart since I was 5 years old. I remember trying to write a song at 5 years old and didn't know how to do it, but I felt all that love bursting out of me, and I was like, I've got to try and write a song. I remember that as clear as anything. And I didn't know what I was writing. I was just singing, and these words were coming out. That was it. And then when I got old enough to go to the computer and I found this software that I could use, that was it. I was playing and I was learning how to do the keys and everything, subtle. And so, yeah, it's gone from there, really, and used various doors to create stuff. I'm currently learning how to use a new one at the moment and playing with some ideas and got a few songs in the mix. So, yeah, that's it, yeah. That's about as excited as it gets, but I would love to learn the guitar like you guys. I think that's a phenomenal instrument. So in love with it.
That's awesome.
Roland, yeah.
And Casio, definitely. I'm playing around a lot of the
time.
Hello?
Oh, couldn't hear Justine.
Yeah, I'm here. Do you hear me?
Yes.
You hear me, right?
Yeah.
I think Justine dropped. I think we lost our main, but I'm here. I want to see if I can get Justine to call in.
Yes,
yes,
that'd be great.
Yes.
Hold on, man. Let's see what happens here. We're trying to make an adjustment. It's been kind of sketchy here. If to be honest with you, I'm appreciative of AKG and doing this at JBL, but we've probably been better off outside the convention hall dialing into the show. But we're a little sketchy here, and it's loud, and there's a lot of background noise, people around. But it's great to be here doing this show. Well, again, we are the only live show. We're
making history. We make
the
a history.
Yeah, that sounds actually quite a compliment, because it sounds like we're all there, stood at this event, and, you know, just generally chatting.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And we're bringing you guys into the event. We're bringing you guys here live, you know. And, again, Amanda's in Mexico, Cornell's in Delaware. I'm here in Anaheim at NAMM 2022. And I think what we'll do is call in and do – I might set up another show, and I'll let you guys know accordingly if we can do that. But I think what we'll do now is maybe we'll cut this show to a half hour. I think we're even over that now, which is fine. But because it's kind of sketchy, we lost Justine, who is my main correspondent here on the Andy Mander Show at NAMM.
Your wingman, so to speak. Your wingman.
You bet.
Yeah. Your pitch is to Jordan.
I think she's doing a better job than I am, to be honest with you.
She's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I enjoy talking with her.
Yes, me too. Definitely. Hey guys, we make history.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I'll see if I can get. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna cut this show short, which is okay for now. We're here live at NAMM again on the Andy and Amanda show, and I will contact you guys. We'll see if we can come back again over the weekend or later on in a quieter space, maybe outside. And talk, and maybe we'll be able to get some actual candid interviews at that time. But if not, we'll continue to report in, let you know how everything's going here. And it's an amazing show. And the next NAMM show is going to be in April of 2023. And then after that, they're going to go back to their scheduled January show. Normally, this is a January show. They do it every January, around the third weekend of January every year. And they took 2 years off because of COVID. And now they're coming back in a scaled down show, but still gigantic. You don't believe how big it is. But given the fact that it's scaled down, if you were here, you'd say, this is scaled down? You got to be kidding me. Because it's huge. But so we have it now in June. Then next year's April. And then after that, they say that it's going to be every January again. But we'll be here through the weekend and hopefully be able to call in with some more reports, let you know what we found and what the latest greatest in technology is and instruments and who's doing what where. We might even be one of those drum sets that Justine told you about. We might be getting one here, one of these off the floor at a very big discount for our studio.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. So we're given a very lucrative discount. We told them who we are and Andy and me on the show. And we have a studio, and we're looking to equip it with a – we don't want to put a real, a real drum set. It'd be crazy, right? But the these are amazing. And Justine wasn't kidding. You wouldn't believe how real they are. The hi-hat is – the trigger mechanisms are incredible. Incredible.
Wow.
So we might be – although very – still, even with our even with our discount, they're very, very expensive. But still, we're here. We – no tax, get a big break, on top of everything else. So we might just – pull up our car on Sunday and load a set in. So we'll see. We'll see about that. But we're looking forward to it if we can make it work.
Fantastic.
So, and by the way, I want to look this company up too. It's called the F Note. Is that F? Okay, look up EF Note. EF Note. EF Note. Look that up. They make drums or
the drum kits. Electronic musical instruments. Oh, yeah, I got
that's it. Oh, my God.
That is sick.
You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. Yeah, incredible.
Wow.
That's it.
I can play the help.
Oh, Cornell, you would love it. They were doing demos yesterday at Media Day. They had a whole demo session going, and with somebody playing the Rode keyboard, and a demo guy from EF Note was playing drums. I got some video, actually. I think I sent Cornell video. I think I did. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Right. Incredible. And we saw another manufacturer as well that was going to give us a break. And Justine plays drums really, really well. And she tried them both out. And she said, EF Note. That is the one. If you're going to do a I don't know what you call them, a drum, synthesizer, electronic drum kit. EF Note is amazing. And they're in San Diego, and that's just south of RLA, where we are now, Los Angeles. So we're looking forward to bringing them on board and setting them up in our studio and maybe talking to those guys about what they're doing and how they're doing it and what makes them so special and unique. And they are, believe me, they're very unique. They sound and trigger like you would never know they're not a real, like a Ludwig, whatever, Pearl drum set. You would never know.
That's incredible.
And,
I'm blown away.
And if you're on their website, if you looked up their internet site, you'd be able to see and hear what they do, I'm sure. I haven't seen it myself, but I'm sure it's on there. So EF Note, incredible. Really amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you guys. That's incredible.
Yeah.
There's somebody
yeah.
down the pike here in a video booth playing something. What do you call that thing? A didgeridoo.
A didgeridoo. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Just a couple of studios down from our studio, there's somebody there with this huge.
Okay, he's making me nervous. I'm not finishing it.
You really can't. I can't follow the logic on that at all.
Here comes this guy with
anyway.
A huge.
Sometimes
those
answers are so dumb you wish you could take them back.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. The many times I've had that thought.
Uh-oh. Oh my goodness.
Fantastic.
But again, we're here at Andy Manderson live at NAMM 2022 in Anaheim, California. And again, it's great being the only radio show from here. There's all sorts of people coming around us now asking all sorts of questions. Here's one. Yes, sir. What's your question?
Oh my God.
I covered that one.
Next show. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh yes, we covered that one with Kevin Michaels on the previous shows we did.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's wonderful, and it's wonderful no matter where we do the Andy DeMando Show, because
every day
is special.
Special when you spend it with people you love.
No.
Yeah.
That's so true. I feel like one of those emojis with heart in my eyes.
That is. Andy.
Hi, sweet.
Yes.
But I bug you again. Can you call that guy again, please? I haven't filled it three times.
I can try him again. I got him loaded up. Let's try it again. Give me a second here. All right, we got his number. Hold on a minute.
Three times.
Hold on a second. Three times a charm. Let's see if we can get him again. And again, we're calling the Max Spahn, S-P-O-H-N, from SpahnGuitars.com. You know what? Can't do it. Because we dropped, evidently. We dropped the connection. That's why Justine left it. So I can't connect.
Okay.
Oh.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Anybody in the audience that want to get on live radio?
Yeah, you can get on our show by dialing 515-605-9888. 515-605-9888 to dial us live. Join us right now, Andy DeMando Show, live from live from NAMM 2022. and we're just hanging out here doing what is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy, go and grab somebody and be like, you want to get on the show?
I wish I could, but the only way to do it is just by dialing in. Hey, you know, right now, just because we lost the connection, do you know, what was I going to say?
On this occasion, my darling? No, not a clue. Wish I could help you out.
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Do a JJ. Go grab somebody in the park and ask them to come on the show.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, there's all sorts of people here. You know, they're trying to get out. Let's see if we get somebody else here to get on the show. Here's somebody.
I got the heavy breather back. You know, I try to have a conversation about his smoking.
Maybe later. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
How old were you when you first lost your virginity?
Well.
Oh.
Well, you're
not appropriate
for
the NAMM show.
Yeah.
we all did. Oh,
musical virginity. How old were you when you first played your guitar?
So we play. I'm trying to think if we should play a music tune here. So we're at the NAMM show. If we should play a song. Do some music. Let's do some music here. NAMM 2022, Andy and Amanda Show. Here we go, just for you.
What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor?
Sing with us.
But that's what they want to hear.
Knock it off.
They want to hear the butt.
Oh, guess who I just saw walk by? You wouldn't believe I just saw walk by. Incredible.
8% of Americans believe Elvis is still alive.
Elvis.
Really?
You gotta go and grab Elvis.
Elvis, are you going to be singing? Wait a minute. Elvis is taking the stage. Elvis is getting up on stage. I can't believe it. Live from NAMM 20. Elvis!
Oh,
the crowd's going crazy.
Oh.
They're going nuts.
Oh,
we go. Elvis!
We're caught in a trap.
Woo!
I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby.
Thank you, Elvis. Yeah.
That was wild. If apart from Andy Cornell.
So much for, that was Elvis Hurricane. You're damn 20. Yes. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, it's a long day for me. Oh, shut up. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. yeah, we have somebody else coming up. We have somebody else coming up. Here's who else. Who's next?
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Oh,
my goodness. Johnny Cash is here.
Oh, my God, Johnny.
Unbelievable. All these stars are coming up. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here's somebody else taking the stage. Here's somebody else coming up right now. Who's this artist about to take the stage?
Who it is?
Oh!
Woo!
I love you more than I've ever loved before.
Oh my God!
Oh, we'll ever love again. From the beginning and forevermore. I will love you till the end. For you, I have waited all my life. This chance may never come again. For you are the answer to my dreams. And I will love you till the end.
That was a preview.
Yeah.
That was a preview of the new Kevin Michaels song For You, which is we're almost finished in the studio with now. We're almost finished. And we'll be debuting that song in its final form probably within the next week or so.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounded nice, though. Sounded nice. Good song, eh?
It did.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah. And we're doing it ourselves. Here's somebody else taking the stage. Oh, my God. The talent never stops here.
Okay.
Holy smokes.
I'm impressed.
And now the end.
Frank.
Oh, wow.
So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
Are these fucking people kidding me?
Whoa! George is dead!
Hey, there's something awfully screwy going on around here.
Okay.
Hey, Andy. You think you could get James Brown?
Yes. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
If he's there, I'm
yeah.
going to
laugh at myself for being an idiot.
Yeah.
These fucking people kids.
Oh, my. Oh, my God.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, wait.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I love
yes.
that song. The energy of that song is epic.
Yes.
I would like to hear Amanda on stage.
Yeah, we got to get Amanda up there.
Yeah, I do. On the turntable with
I'm
DJ
sure.
Nick Master Mike.
Yeah,
and
I'll come right now with you.
JJ, I'll back you up.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Here we go. But, yeah, this place is hopping. The show actually, the exhibit calls close at 6 local time here in California. And then the concerts outside of the plaza, I was telling you about that big stage, and then the lobby is filled up with bands all night long. So it's a whole big night here, but the actual convention floors close at 6 o'clock. So, yeah, and, you know, it's a long day. You know? Well, we'll be here a weekend, though. We'll be here a weekend, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we'll be here a weekend. So,
I want
Yeah. I know.
If you see Stevie Wonder while you're there all weekend, you got to get a picture. Fantastic.
They all laugh at you. They all going to laugh at you. He's laughing.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's. Oh my God. It is. I want to be there. I want to play those drums.
That's cool, right?
They also, oh yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, you can also.
Yeah.
Give me a moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything's here. Everything's here. Everything's here. You name it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got, you know, it's amazing, you know? It's amazing. It's amazing.
So, I want to ask you a question, Andy. How's the lighting there at night?
How's the lighting?
The lighting and, you know, stage light.
Oh, it's incredible. It's professional. It's a huge outdoor professional concert stage. It's gigantic. It's a real professional, huge concert stage. It's gigantic. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm not performing. No. I was up in Taylor doing the guitar demos, but it's a lot of people, a whole lot of people. As a matter of fact, Taylor did not do, normally Taylor has a concert stage in the hall, which I was going to play at, but they decided not even to have live music this year. I mean, they've scaled that down too. So, but they still have hundreds of guitars up there. It's pretty incredible. But the fact that I'm not playing.
And that would have tragic repercussions all over Asia and the rest of the world.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Oh, my.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible.
I think, Yamaha sponsors a big concert stage.
The Japanese
Yamaha
are involved here.
Yeah.
Cool, my buddy.
Uh-huh.
Well, we made history again, guys.
They're going to commit to it.
The only radio station. So they're looking at us.
They're looking at us. Yeah. Yeah, there's people around, you know, who are live on the radio. This is the Andy and Mander Show, live from NAMM 2022, folks, on Blog Talk Radio. Also, we can be heard on iHeartRadio, on TuneIn Radio, on Pandora, on Spotify, and, Alexa and Google Chrome and wherever else you tune in, and Andy and Mander Show. We have over 400-some-odd episodes out there. And this is a live call-in talk show. Our number is 515-605-9888. You can also email the show at andyandamandashow@gmail.com and let us know you'd like to join us or get on, or you might want to be a guest or know somebody who might be a good guest for our show. And there's nothing we don't talk about on this thing. It's no holds barred radio. We talk about everything. You name the subject, we talk about it. And we're at, you know, almost.
Wait, hold up. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Because...
You are physically repulsive.
No, come on, give me a break. You know what I'm saying?
That's a bit unfair.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Oprah there.
I stood all I can stand, and I can't stand for no more.
Andy, would they came with you?
Say what?
They came with you, the voices?
Yeah, they did.
They tracked. They jumped in your backpack, huh?
I think, wait a minute, here's a special guest here. Wait a minute, come. I got something of an interview here. Wait a minute, here you go. What do you have to say? You're live here, live at NAMM. Here we go. Go ahead.
Ben, listen carefully. Stand in front of a mirror, bring yourself to a full erection, and you're going to see that your penis looks as if it is actually larger than it really is. So no more worries about is my penis large enough to satisfy her. Good luck.
Wow.
Thank you. Next. Thank you.
Selling coochie. She out there selling coochie, Dr. Bruce.
The way she said, in front of the mirror.
Yeah. She out there selling this.
Gosh, it's almost about that time. We're almost against the clock on our full hour show. I can't believe it. We tried to hang up about 15 minutes ago, and here I am still blabbing away here. We just love what we do so much.
And you know
we
what's
do.
So crazy? she said we was going to hang up in 15 minutes. I think Amanda put her food in the microwave. And she
what?
Said it for 15 minutes.
What?
It was an hour.
And I'm thrilled to be back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You can push the button again, Amanda.
Although,
yeah.
I don't use a microwave very often. just as a side note.
I know when he said it was a 15-minute show, I told my friends, all right, I'll be there in 15 minutes. No, I'm
yeah.
We're doing this to pull it together. We're trying to pull this together the best we can here. You know,
no coordination, no nothing.
Well, we are trying.
That's the
Thank
best
you.
Way.
We've done remotes before. We've never done remotes from a trade show, from a live event. We've never done that before. This is the first time. So
yeah.
We're learning. We'll get there. We're going to do more of this as the show moves along. We're over, I think, 420 or 430 episodes over 2 years of doing the Andy and Amanda show. And this is the first time we've done, as I just said, a remote from a live event. So we'll work on that. We'll get better and better as we move along here doing this, you know, kind of learning the ropes of how this all works. So we're getting there. We're getting there.
We already did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I think.
Can you imagine
yeah.
if we didn't get hit by this freak, this total freak?
What? Who? What? Anyway, give me a break.
What?
I'd be a very gracious loser.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, damn. You're
losing
Trump. Jeez.
Jeez. He just won't leave us alone. He won't leave us alone.
Oh,
that's
not surprising, is it, really? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Jeez. Man, so... Hey, how's the weather over there down there in Mexico, Amanda? I forgot to ask you that. How's the weather
it's
down there?
It's mega hot, darling. It's climbing back up to 41 degrees. Mexico, this part of Mexico, is currently cut off from water. We've not had water for 14 hours. And fresh water is hard to get hold of right now. So we're a
Are
little chaotic. Yes, I'd be deadly serious, my boy. So we're going on the hunt for a fresh bottle of water soon because it's getting crazy.
Are you
for real.
Mm.
Oh, for
real,
and how about you, Cornell? How is it back east?
Well, it's very hot, and we have plenty of water here.
Thank you. Good to know.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. I had to put you down. Oh, man, I'm probably going to get some ice cold right now, man.
Begins to rain in a dusty, run-down honky-tonk. Sits a drifting tumbleweed, fumbling through some magazines that he can't even read. Now tumbleweed remembers how the West was won and lost. The Homestead Act and the Dust Bowl, everybody paid the cost. Children all the same, back when Indian Territory was Oklahoma's name. Well, Tumbleweed keeps on rolling, he roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle down. Well, Tumbleweed keeps on rolling, he can't find no place to rest. Yeah, the desert wind blows Tumbleweed like some spirit of the West. People turn and stare, and when he's starts to sing the songs he wrote. Well, there's magic in the air, 'cause his song can heal your wounded heart. He can set your spirit free. He can raise your hopes to the very best that you can ever be. Oh, Tumbleweed keeps on rolling. He just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle down. Oh, Tumbleweed keep on rolling. He can't find no place to rest. Yeah, the desert wind blows the tumbleweed like some spirit of the West. So if you cross the Mississippi, you head out on the open plain, and you pass through Oklahoma, and the sky begins to rain. Can't find no place to rest. Just remember